I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1999. That was the day that Bruce Springsteen was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 2 years later, an article in Rolling Stone magazine read, "For nearly four decades, Bruce Springsteen has been a working class hero. A plain-spoken visionary and a sincere romantic whose insights into everyday life, especially in America's small-town heartland, have earned comparison to John Steinbeck and Woody Guthrie. At the core of Springsteen's music are the struggles of working people. Often his music connects to past lyricists and novelists and the history of the working class." His 1995 album, The Ghost of Tom Joad, opens with a song about the iconic hero from Steinbeck's classic, The Grapes of Wrath. In 2006, Springsteen released an album of covers of the folk music legend Pete Seeger. In perhaps his most well-known song, Born in the USA, Springsteen tells the story of a Vietnam vet struggling to find work. In another song, he hauntingly weaves a tale of the radical conflict that emerged when Vietnamese immigrant fishermen moved into Galveston Bay, Texas. Springsteen's songs chart the history of American work, from labor on the Erie Canal to the mighty steel forges of Youngstown, Ohio. His 2012 album Wrecking Ball captured the devastation caused by the Great Recession of 2008. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.